Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by Jessica Zimmerman, founder of Zimmerman Events, who helps creative entrepreneurs build a profitable, scalable business they are passionate about. Jessica, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Jessica, great to have you out and really appreciate you taking the time to be with us and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So for starters today, tell us, why do you think it's so important to choose whether it's a business or a hobby?
Well, I think that there are a lot of female entrepreneurs out there that they feel this pressure, this need to have a business. And with a business is something very different than a hobby. There are some people, especially in the creative industry, that, man, all they want to do is paint. All they want to do is make beautiful creations with flowers or whatever that skill might be. And then a business is a totally different thing. A business, you have to be a business owner. You have to do some of the tough things. You know, you have to pay taxes. You have to be able to hire and fire. It's just much more than a hobby. And I think it's very, very important to determine from the very beginning which one that you want to do, because a business isn't going to be just doing your skill and getting paid for it. There's a whole lot more that goes into it. And you just need to be really honest. And neither one is a right or wrong answer. You just have to be really honest with yourself about which one you want to do so that you can do it correctly. And if it's a business, you need to learn the foundation of business before you go into it.
Some real good solid points right there. Thanks for that. Now, looking at the floral industry, what are some common mistakes people make in the first 5 years of their new floral business?
Well, a lot of students that I talk to, they, and I did this too at the beginning, they have zero boundaries. They don't know what time, even if they have a storefront and their storefront hours might be 9 to 5, they themselves are still having email on their phone or having clients call them on their personal cell phone, and they're texting people at 11 p.m. And this gives you no credibility as a business person. I mean, legitimate business owners with legitimate businesses, they have legitimate business hours, and that is one thing that we respect about businesses, is they've got those boundaries. I think that a lot of business owners or people in the floral industry, especially if they're very beginning, they are very scared about losing money or losing a potential client, that they end up discounting their prices. And because they don't know their numbers, they don't know what their cost is and what their expenses are, therefore they don't know their profit, they end up losing money. And this is all the foundation of business that you have to know before you go into this, or you can get yourself into a lot of trouble. So those are probably the two biggest struggles at the first few years, definitely.
Now, Jessica, tell us, how do you price yourself to profit, including design, setup, and delivery fees? Talk to us about that.
Well, that's one area that a lot of people in the wedding industry are just doing wrong, because what they do, and this is how they're losing money, and man, if they saw their numbers every month, which I teach in a program called Know Your Numbers, you can learn more at knowyournumbers.education, but it's crucial to profit. I mean, this is, again, if you're a business owner, you need to profit. You need to make money. You're not doing this as a hobby. You're not doing a $3,000, you know, painting that's your chart and making $20. You know what I mean? That's a hobby. A business is something totally different. And so one of the things that people do wrong in the wedding industry is they often will charge a small percentage on setup and delivery. So flowers might be this whole amount, and then they just say, oh, 10% of that's going to be your delivery and setup fee. Well, delivery and setup needs to be charged differently every single time. It needs to be custom. There are different things that go with every single event. Different venues are harder to get into. I've done a wedding before at the Clinton Library that it took us 2 hours just to get everything through security. And we need to be paid for the time that it takes, and the team needs to be paid. And I think that So I created a system where you basically fill the numbers in on a spreadsheet. It's just like, oh, I'm going to be there this many hours. This is how many team members I'm going to have. And it automatically calculates for you what your setup and delivery fee should be for your client, and that is profitable. And that is in my program called The Business Behind the Blooms.
Really appreciate your feedback per your expertise. Can't thank you enough for that. Today we're joined by Jessica Zimmerman, founder of Zimmerman Events, who helps creative entrepreneurs build a profitable, scalable business they are passionate about here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Jessica, we know boundaries with your clients are very important. How do you create healthy boundaries with your prospects and with your existing clients?
So one of the ways that I do this is I have a studio cell phone and I have a personal cell phone. Now, my studio cell phone, there is a message on there, a voicemail that basically says, hey, leave a message. We will get back to you within 48 business hours. And that's, it explains, it lets my clients know exactly what they can expect from me. And they know that in 48 business hours, they will hear back from me. And then I let them know what my business hours are. So if they're making that phone call on a Friday, they're probably not going to hear back from me on Tuesday. I check those voicemails once a day. That's it. So that phone is turned off the majority of my workday, and I get to actually get my own work done. We do the majority of our communicating through email, and we encourage our clients to do it all through email so that we have a written record of the exchanges. The only time that a client actually gets the studio phone number is they get it a week before their wedding, because they will need it, you know, if it's an emergency or whatever, then they're able to call us on the day of the wedding on that studio number. But no vendor, no wedding client has ever received my personal cell phone. So when I leave work every day, I leave at 3 o'clock to go pick up my kids from school. My computer, it's here. It stays at the studio. My studio phone number, it's here. It stays at the studio. So I'm able to take off the work hat and put on my mom hat and not have to think anything else, because I know that my clients, I have really set boundaries with them and they know exactly what to expect from me. And I find, in all honesty, that it makes them want to work with me more, that they respect me more, because I have my priorities in order. And I'm just very honest and open about that's what we do. So
the expectation and the communication is so important in every part of our lives, not only in business. So good points, good strong points on that as well. How do you keep your business and home life truly separate? Is that even possible?
By working in a different space than my home. And I know that that's a bit of a luxury. I know that not everybody can have that. And I've thought about this myself and thought, okay, let's just say your studio burned down. What would you do? And I know the answer to that. I would take a room in my house and I would make it into my office. And the thing is, and I know people in New York who live in studio apartments, they do not have this luxury. But if you can, by any stretch of the imagination, you want to try to have a room with a door. It's so important to not be at home, being a mom, being a wife, you know, being a member of the family, and be thinking about work. And if you can shut down your computer, if you can shut a door and all of those things and have your work phone turned off, then, because I mean, it's only like $10 extra a month or something to have a second phone. It's totally worth it to save your sanity. And then work is done and you really are able to come and be a really present member of your family.
Jessica, really appreciate your feedback there, and your response can apply to anyone in any industry, any business, any walk of life. Really appreciate the feedback in those regards. Before you go, I'd love to get a little bit more advice from you per your expertise and your business know-how. In conclusion, what advice would you give to anyone looking to create their own business?
I think first and foremost, you need to find out what you want specifically in life, not necessarily what great business idea you have. Because the thing is if you, like me, are 100% motivated by time, and your idea is very, it's going to take all your time, you're going to end up not liking that idea or resenting that work. Because at your core, what you want is as much time as possible. Now, if you definitely want all this work, or you're motivated by money or something else, then that might be the route to take. But definitely be true with yourself about just what you want in life. Do you want to travel? Do you want to be able to take and pick your kids up from school? What are those things? And then when you get your idea of what it is that you want to do in business, first of all, do not ever compare your one-year journey to someone else's 10-year journey, because that's only going to slow you down. You need to stay focused. You need to stay driven. Stay in your own lane. Don't look at what anyone else is doing. It doesn't matter. Do what you want to do. And learn business before you dive in. So many people just, they go directly to the product or the service that they want to do, and that's all they can think about. It's like the, you know, the lights, these like sparkly lights, and they can't not look away. You've got to just learn some basic things, bookkeeping and accounting and you know, when are your taxes due? These kinds of things are very important. How are people going to get in touch with you? What is your response going to be? When do you work? When do you not work? All of these things you need to know ahead of time, and you need to get your website up, all of these things before you just announce, hey, I'm in business.
And certainly do appreciate your concluding remarks. Certainly has been great to have had you with us, Jessica. We all here at EPN wish your company continued success. If listeners wanted to connect with you or get more information on Zimmerman Events, where is the best place online to get those details?
Well, you can go to ZimmermanEvents.com. That is my website where you can kind of learn a little bit of everything. I blog a few times a week. And the businessbehindthebloom.com, that is where my complete business model course is sold, and then knowyournumbers.education. We talked about that today, and you can see me on Instagram at @JessicaZimmerman_.
And that certainly works. Again, Jessica, all the best, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
And it was truly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Jessica Zimmerman, founder of Zimmerman Events, who helps creative entrepreneurs build a profitable, scalable business they are passionate about. And for all the details, visit ZimmermanEvents.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.